Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Bonnie Tyler, Jack. You know what country she's from, Doug?
United States?
Nope.
England?
Nope.
South Africa?
Nope.
Australia?
Nope.
New Zealand?
Nope.
Can I have initials, please?
S.
Spain?
Nope.
Senegal?
Nope.
S. Can I have the second letter, please?
C.
S-C. Scotland.
Yes!
See, there I got it. Yep. Was easy.
Nailed it.
Turnaround Bright Eyes. And I remember in the video, because there was a show on Channel 4, I think it was, Channel 4 called Hot Hit Video?
I don't remember what channel it
was. And we
was
didn't
on.
Have MTV, South City. Couldn't afford the basic cable package. And I remember all of the boys in the video. They had blue eyes, bright blue eyes, very similar to the dragon last night. At the end of Game of Thrones.
Okay, getting back to that again. All right, and you liked the video.
I just liked watching music videos at the time.
Everybody did. MTV was a big hit.
Yeah, it was.
And then they decided, you know what, that's too easy. We're going to do something completely different. That was a simple formula where the artist provides you with the video. Here's my song. Here's my, just play it. And they did, and they made tons of money. They made stars out of their VJs.
Martha Quinn.
And then they just quit.
What up,
Nina
Sway?
Blackwood. Sway. Ed Lover, Dr. Dre.
I love Sway.
What's up, Sway? What's up, Tim?
Lala's got to be the most popular right now. With,
Doug, would you say Lala's the most popular?
I would say former gotta be.
Yeah.
Gotta be.
Did, married with our...
Are they divorced?
I don't know if it's official,
Carmelo
but...
Carmelo got caught, bro.
Oh, Melo got caught?
Yep.
Nelly,
Lala doesn't play those games.
Doug, she's from Wales.
That's not Scotland.
I'm going to look that up. I'm pretty sure she's Scottish, but I'm going to get to the bottom of this today.
Okay.
Iggy, have you ever interviewed Bonnie Tyler?
I don't know. The singer Bonnie Tyler?
Yep.
I don't think so.
She's from Skewen, UK. Skewen.
Now, where's that?
I don't know. You know where Skewen is, Iggy? Have you ever vacationed?
Skewen. His family's from
nope.
there.
I've been to Coventry. That's the only...
What were you doing there?
It's one of the guys I work with in Bermuda lived in there, so we went and stayed with him for a week.
How was it?
How was it?
Just went to all the pubs.
Nice place?
Yeah, it's a very quaint little town.
Yeah.
Just a lot of pubs. So all we did just was on... As they said, we were on the piss for a week.
Mm. Did you see a lot of young ladies there at the pub that interest you?
Quite a few ladies there.
In 2003, Bonnie Tyler re-recorded Total Eclipse of the Heart. Can you find that, Plowhawk? She did it with Karine Anton. Karine Anton.
Well, she needed help this time?
No, that's about. No, that's about.
How many stations today do you think are playing all their in and out music with sun and moon clips?
A lot of them. Darn them.
It's pretty cheesy, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we're going to play one.
We should quit it.
Bonnie Tyler's real name is not Bonnie Tyler. Huh. I'm learning things right
That's
now.
That's not her name.
What is her real name?
Gaynor Hopkins.
Yeah, good yeah. choice.
Gaynor.
There. Good choice on the
Gaynor?
Switch.
Gaynor? G-A-Y-N-O-R. Gaynor.
I think Misty Gaynor was popular back in the
Misty
day.
Misty Mae Gaynor.
So she changed her name, probably.
Isn't that what you do at the diving board Full when
Gaynor.
You flip backwards?
Ah! Yeah. I could never do a backflip.
Oh, heck no. I could backflip, but the Gaynors... That's crazy stuff.
Yeah, that's weird.
All right, get ready, texters. I was actually on the diving team at Brentwood Swim Club.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
They had a good swim team, Brentwood.
They did.
What
they
was
did.
Your best dive?
I don't know. I could do a... it was almost like a swan dive, but it was like a back dive. And you just kind of went up in the air and floated, then you kind of hit. But I could do a double somersault and did a lot of cannonballs and things.
Cannonballs don't count. That doesn't count in team. Competition.
Well, we had fun. We would just mess around instead of practicing. We do like half gainers into a jackknife and then a cannonball and things like that.
You ever do a can opener, pal?
Half gainer into a jackknife into a cannonball.
Yes, and then a can opener where you just hold your knee and big splash.
Mm-hmm.
One knee. Cannonball is two knees.
Ever do the preacher's chair?
I'm familiar with that one.
Oh, you just put your hands over your eyes and then you like sit down as you land. Good for a splash.
You got to make sure to proper tuckage there.
Yeah, I believe Greg Louganis won a gold medal with that in one of the Olympic games. Yeah.
How was your flop game, Iggy?
We wore Speedos back then.
Oh, no.
That's what I meant.
Bonnie Tyler's related to Catherine Zeta-Jones. It's kind of fun.
Think they ever tribbed?
Mm-mm. No.
Never met her.
Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Met Michael Douglas in Bermuda.
What was he doing?
His mom lived there. I don't know if she's still alive or not, but she lived in Bermuda, and she did a play, and Michael came to the play. Then he sat on the edge of the stage and answered questions from the crowd. And
what did he talk about? He talk about that Fatal Attraction? What about Gordon Gekko?
Actually, I remember this quite vividly, because I knew the guy who owned the studio or the theater, so we got to go backstage and meet him. Mm. And I just read in the New York Post, because those are two of the main papers we got, the Post and the Daily News in Bermuda, where he had signed to do Wall Street for $10 million.
He got paid $10 million in 87 for that?
That's what it said in the paper.
Wow.
And I asked him that backstage, and he acted like he hadn't known that yet. I said...
You asked him how much he was making to do Wall Street?
I said, so how about that, buddy? $10 million for one movie? He goes, where'd you see that? I said, I read it in the New York Post. He goes, I must have a pretty good agent. I remember that conversation.
And his dad is now 100 years old.
Kirk Douglas is 100 years old? Is he really? 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, Doug.
Yeah, at least 20,000.
Spartacus.
100. You guys want to live to be 100?
No. No.
I don't think I can afford to live to be 70.
I'm like, yeah, there's no way I'll make it to 100.
Well, Social Security will kick in here pretty quick, won't it, Iggy? That might get you past 70. That's about 2,000 a month.
You know, you get the thing in the mail every 6 months or a year. It tells you how much you'll have if you retire at 62, 65.
Yeah.
If I retire at 65, I'll be getting $858 a month.
You're kidding.
That's all those years in radio. You make so much money.
Yeah, it's true. Don't like to brag.
Mm-hmm.
Plowhawk's Laugh is brought to you by the Post Sports Bar and Grill, Doug. Enjoy it. Enjoy it real nice-like.
There's a school of thought
$850 a month.
School of thought that you may as well go ahead and take it as soon as you can because of the uncertain nature of Social Security anyway in the country.
Can you still work when you take it?
Not on the grid.
You got to kind of keep that quiet.
Like, can I just say I'm retiring, take the money, and then still
do
this?
You can work part-time, I think. I'm not sure you can work full-time. But if you work a little extra, just kind of don't report it. Get a cash-only job. You seem like you'd be able to find one of those.
But yeah. If you take it early,
caddy.
You got to live almost to like 80 or so before it evens out. You know, you think, well, I'll wait till 66 and then I'll get another $500 a month. But actually, those years that you're taking something, it doesn't even out until you're like 80 years old.
Yeah.
I'd say take it while it's there because the way it's going, it's not going to be there. Like, I'm not going to get that.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to keel over on the job.
Well, then what are people going to do when they're 78 years old and can't work at all?
We'll probably have, we'll probably be putting people down by then.
Put them down. Like an old dog?
With the population growth and the...
Just drag them on the backyard?
Assisted suicide type stuff, yeah.
And you hear a shot ring out and... Huh.
Good text here from Big Al. Don't forget Bob Tway.
What? Yeah, he won the PGA 1 year, didn't he? You know what? My brother did Bob Tway's taxes for a while. Funny you should bring that name up.
Well, we were talking about...
Yeah.
In the hell does that
You
mean?
Can't forget him as much as you'd like to. You talk about Eclipse, you talk about the Cardinals, boom, there's Bob Tway.
He just has a way of coming up.
Right.
I think he had a perm.
Did Bob Tway have a perm? And was it a write-off when your brother handed his tax?
I don't think that would be a write-off. But I remember him chipping out of the sand into the cup to win some tournament years ago.
Yeah, Iggy was there. Which one was it, Iggy?
Never met Bob Tway.
You moron should stick to sports, not finances. What you are suggesting is a terrible idea for most people. It's from the 618.
What does he know?
I don't even know what we're talking about. We're talking about a PGA champion, Bob
Tway. Social Security?
Iggy should take your retirement now.
One of my friends decided to take it at 62 rather than wait till the full age because He figured that, you know, you're getting paid like 7 or 8 years, something, and then you still get paid after you reach 68, obviously, and it doesn't really even out until you're like an old man.
He thinks he's going to die.
So unless
huh?
you're going, unless you think you're going to live to 90 or 95,
best to not think you're going to live to 95. Men average around what in this country? 80, 85 tops.
Oh, I think that you're. It's not that. It's like 78 or so.
Yeah, you're lucky if you hit 80.
Yeah.
At that point, you're playing with house money.
I don't think you feel that way really when you get there.
Well, you got to look at it in the sense of reality. You got to be real about these things.
Well, you think Kirk Douglas is still getting his Social Security at 100? Probably.
Well, Michael's probably taking care of him.
Well, Kirk did all right himself. Hmm.
84.3?
84.3 is the average life expectancy?
I'm not sure if that website's correct. Let me double check this.
No, that can't be that much.
Maybe Internet's a little slow today.
Maybe white women might get to 84. I don't know.
Why you got to bring race into it?
Well, because it's a factor in life expectancy.
A man reaching age 65 today can expect to live on average until 84.3.
A man who's 65, right?
Get to 65.
Correct.
And what percentage of people do you think don't ever get to 65?
What do you think on that?
15? 20?
I'm gonna go 20.
But I kind of like this stat better because like that kind of factors out like stuff that you can't plan for, like car accidents and I mean like all kinds of stuff.
I know a guy in the insurance business, and he said the magical age is 52. That's what actuaries use the name number 52. If you're healthy and doing fine at 52, you've probably beaten all the genetic stuff, and you got a real good chance to live well into your 80s.
It's good intel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so you're running good. You're running like Phil Ivey.
Well, I have no complaints about my. I've been extremely lucky.
You look good, man.
I've been very, very lucky.
Yeah, did you get a haircut this weekend?
No.
Oh, it looks nice.
I did. It's just falling out. Don't need many haircuts anymore.
Timmy, few things draw two men together like the ability to master golf coupled with an intense love. It's from Big Al. Doug, what is going on?
I don't know. I'm still remembering some of Bob Tway's finest shots.
Big Al should know that he doesn't need those eclipse glasses either. If he just looks at the sun through his shirt, through his jersey.
That would help.
Through the holes in his jersey, it'll create a pinhole projector and he'll be fine.
Right to the mesh.
Go ahead and stare at it, Big Al.
Yeah.
I want to read this and I want to try and figure out what's going on. Because for his, you know, yeah, Big Al brings mannequins to our events. And he bought a lovely onesie, a Blues onesie for my son that he'll be able to wear in a couple of years.
Yeah, I was going to say 3 or 4 to be fitting him.
But either way, it was a lovely thought and he's a great guy. But I don't know what's going on right now with his texts. I mean, I don't know if there was anything we said that would have led somebody to go, yeah, and don't forget Bob Tway.
It's a brilliant comment, really. And when you have ADD as bad as we do, for us that made perfect sense.
And he sent this in 3 times, and I don't know what it means. And I'm going to read it how it was sent. Timmy, period. Few things draw, period. Two men together. Like the inability to master golf coupled with an intense love of the game, Big Al. So I think maybe there's some periods in there.
Sometimes if you're typing on your phone, the period gets real close to the space mark. You try to hit space and instead you hit period. I think that's what's happening.
Okay. So let's take out some periods and kind of read this. Timmy, few things draw two men together like the inability to master golf coupled with an intense love of the game. That followed, don't forget Bob Tway.
Right. It's all about Tway.
Is he golfing with Bob right now?
I don't know. I don't know what spurred this on. There was a great Cardinal discussion at the end of the 8 o'clock hour. You and Doug and Iggy started breaking down Social Security.
Yeah.
Doug talked about the magic age of 52. I thought that was good intel.
Yeah.
And
Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas.
Kirk's 100.
So when you're talking about Michael Douglas, don't forget about Bob Tway?
You can't. You can't forget him. You can talk about a lot of things. You can talk about your retirement. You can talk about an eclipse. But never are, should you get too far away from Bob Tway. My brother said he made a lot of money, ton of money.
I bet he did. He won a major.
Yeah. So he shouldn't be talking about that, your brother. Isn't that a conflict of interest?
Well, he said that just to me.
Oh, okay. But now you just said it to everybody.
Exact figure. I didn't hear exact figures. I don't think it's a shock that a professional golfer made a lot of money.
Guys, he's probably texting from a flip phone where you have to hit the number button three times before you get a C.
Remember that? And we thought that was cool. We thought that was pretty neat.
Look, I love golf. You love golf.
Sure you do. So does Clay.
Timmy and I are both trying to master the game. I don't know how a gay gentleman is brought into this.
Bob Tway is gay?
No. Oh, no, he's not.
He just said no better way to bring two men together other than the love of the game and mastering the game. How is that bringing a gay gentleman into it?
Okay, Doug, this explains it. Big Al just sent in a picture.
Okay.
That doesn't explain anything.
He shot through his windshield of his car on a road with some grass on the right side.
He's driving while using his camera to take photos of a hillside. There's some
photo of nothing in
particular looking in the background.
Just what you'd see looking out your car.
Usually when he sends in photos of his dashboard, it's got all his cologne bottles sprinkled across.
Looks like there was a Bob Tway poll. 33% of these voters think Bob Tway is gay.
Why?
Where's this coming from?
67% voted straight. 0%
Who did this poll? Is on the fan page?
No, 0% think Gallup? He's bisexual. I'll look just
based
a second.
Based on what?
The guy has a son who's on the tour?
Yes. The guy has been
from
in the news in two decades.
Kevin Tway, I think. Kevin
it's a good name. Website here if you want to take a peek.
BobTway.com?
VIPFact.com, to where every poll that is done in media is put on this. And as you can see, Doug, it's a good website.
That's one of them. There's a Bob Tway poll.
Now. All I'll say is this. I just Googled. Or just punched Bob Tway into Twitter to see if there's any local, any news about him. Yeah. And the first tweet, I swear to God, says Bob Tway says he and his Oklahoma State Cowboy golf coach wrestled till one called uncle. He would never say uncle. So
what is going on?
That's important too.
I don't know what it means. I'm just adding it to the conversation.
Yeah. See, right on Bob Tway's page on this VIP facts, it says, there's a lot. Is Bob Tway hot or not? How heavy is Bob Tway? How tall is Bob Tway? And in the center, this
he's
poll.
He's 6'4", 195.
Yeah, that's looks good like build. It. Is Bob Tway gay or straight? And it says, many people enjoy sharing rumors about their sexuality and sexual orientation of celebrities. We don't know for a fact whether Bob Tway is gay. However, feel free to tell us if he is or not.
Oh, that's a good.
And there's a poll.
That's good. I think we just said he is.
That's good content.
Son, he's been married with kids. Is that a tip off? Should that not be maybe a clue?
No. Jessica Simpson's dad had kids.
Yeah, Joe Simpson and Bryce Chandler Hill.
Why would you put that on Bob Tway of all people? Based on what?
Well, you can't forget about him, Doug.
Remember, he had a cute smile.
Yep.
Another poll here. Do you think Bob Tway smokes weed? And 40% think he does. There's no fact.
Who are these people conducting the poll and who are these people responding?
You just go on the street and ask random people? They'd say, who? Bob who?
Guys, I'm not gay, but Lee Trevino is. Thanks, Bob Tway. Oh, he's listening. That's why.
Now, Trevino's a player.
Now, how do you know that?
Lee Trevino's like 80.
Well, back in the day.
The Mary Max.
I'm surprised he hasn't been more visible in golf.
He was on Faraday's show
as a analyst.
A couple weeks ago.
Because he's hysterical.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Who do you have on? Gary McCord, Daly, and Lee Trevino. Those are three of the best personalities in the game.
I would have thought he would have
been. If you could have gotten Tway, but.
Yeah, he couldn't get him.
He was busy.
Yeah. He was going to the buggy whip, apparently. But I would have thought Lee Trevino would have been like the big TV golf analyst over the last 15 or 20 years.
Maybe he's done what he's doing.
I think he did back in the day.
Did he?
When Senior was on NBC, I think Trevino was one of the analysts, if I'm not mistaken. I'll preface it by saying I could be wrong, but I believe he was back in the day.
Hmm.
Should look that up, Doug.
Well, okay, if you give me 5-10 minutes, I'll go ahead and do that.
Doug, Eddie Murphy has kids and is gayer than Gay Garrison. That's from Brandon in St. Charles.
Now, why would you say that?
This has gone off the rails here. Now we're just throwing random celebrities
accuse
out.
Accuse anybody. Accuse anybody, and what are they going to do about it?
Doug, Bob Tway lives at Wingaven with Tommy Armour III.
Does Bob Tway golf with Marcus Allen? Over in
I have to say, this is the funniest one of the Bob Tway Vist
coming
facts.
From?
Are there any photos of Bob Tway's hairstyle or shirtless? Now listen to this answer. It's fantastic. There might be, but unfortunately, we currently cannot access them from our system. We are working hard to fill the gap, though. Come back and check tomorrow.
What website is this?
VIPFAQ.com/Bob Tway.
Lee Trevino has 6 kids, so...
Oh my goodness.
I'm guessing he's not gay. It's just a guess.
You know, he wore that Band-Aid on his arm for all those years.
Why?
It was supposed to be a tattoo of a girl he dated, and he got married, so he hid it with a Band-Aid.
Really? Good knowledge.
Then he had his near-death experience when he got hit by lightning. Remember that?
I think he got hit twice. He got hit by lightning, I think.
Yeah. Holy moly.
What are the odds?
Once it was when he was in a tour event, I think, and it almost killed him.
Doug, Eddie Murphy had that situation where he picked up a tranny and asked to see her feet, allegedly. Manchild 79. Is that true?
I don't know.
I remember he was big into feet in the film Boomerang.
Yeah.
Doug, do you remember, was it Layla Rahsaan? Is that who it was? Was it Layla Rahsaan?
I thought it was Robin Givens.
Well, his first love interest, Doug, remember this? He was friends with David Alan Greer and Martin Lawrence, and she's beautiful. She's fine, and they're having lunch, and she goes walking by with a dog.
With a doe?
With a dog.
With a dog. A dog. Okay.
And he goes running out, and in order to meet Layla Rahsaan, he acts like he had lost his dog by paying somebody for their leash so he could look like he was a dog lover as well. And then hope to rope her in.
Felicia Rashad.
Layla Rahsaan.
Okay, same person.
Right. And it worked. And then he bangs her, and he bangs her well, I hear. And they're lying in bed.
What, you hear what people are talking about it on
the Tway website.
All right.
And so they're lying in bed. Layla's asleep. And he pulls the covers back to see how her feet are. And her feet are all beat up, and then he immediately leaves her. Now, I remember that, but I don't remember him picking up a tranny to look at her feet. I don't remember that, and I would feel like I would know about that.
He did pick up a tranny. I don't know if it was about the feet, though.
Manchild 79 says it was, and I trust Manchild 79.
I thought you'd notice the penis first.
Ah, jeez.
I saw Bob Tway and Scott Verplank making out at Party Cove.
You didn't.
They were both wearing Greg Norman swimming trunks.
You did not.
Dogtown Astrovan.
I have a Greg Norman shark shirt. Yeah. Oh, I'm fond of that shirt.
I got a bunch of them.
I like them. I think you get them at Steinmart.
Doug, I don't get why Tommy Armour III is such a hot topic on this show. He was a total ass at the 2003 Senior PGA at Belle Reve.
Was he? I used to have golf clubs that were Tommy Armour golf clubs, and I thought I can't play with these. I need a better player there. I need the Arnold Palmer clubs or something.
Those
Tommy
were his dad's. Armour. Those were his dad's clubs. Tommy Armour.
Yeah.
Well, and a third had nice hair.
Did he?
Yes.
Long, color or length?
A long, flowing, long hair.
Did he have some nice salad?
Good player for a while on the tour.
He's still out there. Still wears metal spikes, too, just to shave strokes.
They don't even let you on the course anymore with metal spikes, do you?
Somebody at St. Albans was let on the course with them last week, I can tell you that.
And left their tracks everywhere they went on the greens.
A couple groups
probably,
ahead.
Probably the Prez.
Guys, I saw Bob Tway and Lester Holy nibbling and quiche at Balaban's yesterday.
I don't think you did.
So he lives in St. Louis?
I don't know. He's from Oklahoma.
Is his location on the page there, Plowsy?
Bob Tway is at the kissing booth on the 17th of Filoni's Open today.
That's where we should have done this show, is the Filoni's Open.
Yeah, that was a miss. That was a miss.
Stories there. Yep.
Don't forget about Bob Tway. The only thing that brings men together is the love of the game of golf. What the hell?
Is that a quote from Bob
Tway? I don't know. It couldn't be more random. And then the picture of the hillside.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody goes golfing to try to get lucky. That doesn't happen, does it?
50% of the population think Bob Tway is hot.
Wow.
And literally.
It's the Gallup poll?
Just on that Bob Tway fact page.
And we have a picture of his wife, because I've noticed that all golfers have pretty hot wives.
Well, yeah, it has to do with making $50 million a year.
Well, yeah, but they're still hot. I'm just curious what she looked like back in the day.
Like, who's a golfer right now who you would say is not particularly attractive? You would probably think of...
John Daly?
Buck, kind of a current guy who's been successful, though. Duffner, your guy, right? And his wife was beautiful. I mean, he has like a... He's like in his third trimester.
I don't know. Brant Snedeker.
Do you think Brant Snedeker's hot?
I think he's not. I don't know.
Have you seen Furyk's wife, Tabitha? I mean, Furyk is no prize.
Yeah, that's true. Snedeker just looks weird.
He's a big Predators fan.
Okay.
What's your power ranking, Doug? Top five hottest golfers.
Top five hottest golfers. Would you go Ricky one? I asked Anna Marie last week. I said, Ricky Fowler attractive? Yeah, sometimes he looks good. Sometimes
isn't he kind of short?
Yeah. Well, looks obviously like she's tolerant. Yeah. She's tolerant of that element. Yeah, I think Fowler's like 5'9", and his girlfriend is beautiful.
I would say Adam Scott one.
Doug, would you say Adam Scott's?
I'm not sure.
I got Koepka Daly Scott.
Dustin Johnson cracked that list?
Jason Day, excuse me. So you have Koepka's number one.
All right, Koepka's number one, Doug. Yeah. Do you agree with that?
Jason Day, number two.
I don't know.
You could put Ricky in there at three or four.
Okay. Well, who's three if he's not three?
No love for Rory?
Yeah, what about Roderick McRib?
Rory, I don't know. He's not bang. I would say...
What?
I would definitely say Spieth is in there, though.
Doug, do you think, what about the male pattern baldness that's setting in at an early age for him, which is such a bad beat? I started losing my hair at 19. I feel terrible for him.
Mm. You should send him a letter and just say, look, you can still succeed. It doesn't have to be
the end.
We both
went to Jesuit schools. We both started losing our hair at 19, and we both are incredible with our flat sticks.
He can get that taken care of with his cash. He can get that taken care of in the offseason.
But sometimes people get those hair transplants, and they just don't really work out that well. I assume that's what he would do. I don't know.
I would assume that he would
might
go
be a nice little
finest...
feature on Sports Sunday to figure out what he's going to do.
I'm sure he'd be more than willing to open up about it. Listen, we've noticed you have a flaw. You want to talk to us about it?
Doug, I think you're a twink, so I put Sergio in there. Okay, so what do we have right now? We have Brooks Koepka, Jason Day. No, Adam Scott.
I got Day ahead of Scott. Adam Scott is aging horribly, in my opinion.
Wow.
And he looks like a little...
He's like 38.
He's like a fairy boy with that... Like, he looks like he's sweeping instead of putting. He had that weird... It just...
You have a problem with his putting stroke? Is it impact?
It takes a notch down on the totem pole as far as attractive golfers are concerned if you do that.
Doug, I would like to bang Charlie Hoffman. Thanks, Mark Muldoon.
Okay.
Now, I typed in hottest male golfers, and I don't know how good this is, because Adam Scott is one. Anna Rawson is two. Well,
and that
she's
like a
not
girl.
A he.
Yeah.
She's hot. She's from Australia. Carmela Vajegas is in there. Graham McDowell.
Graham McDowell, another short guy. Great to hear.
Henrik Stenson and Martin Keimer.
You know what? On this Henrik Stenson thing, and he won the Wyndham yesterday, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. 22 under.
Because Anna Marie and I love to talk about the hottest golfers. So she goes, is he good looking? And I go, I think he is. And then... he takes off his sunglasses, and he's not as good-looking. And you know who that reminds me of? And everybody's going to go, yep, you're right, Vanessa Russo. You agree with me, Iggy?
I was thinking Bob Tway.
She was hot in Tin Cup.
No. You're thinking of Renee Russo.
Oh, Vanessa
Russo. I'm talking about the poker player.
Oh, the poker player. Yeah, I do agree with that.
And now, you know what she is? No. A lesbian.
Is she really?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I saw her with her girlfriend at the World Series last year. But
Rachel
she came
Maddow?
No. Vanessa Russo.
Okay.
Hey, boys, I want to throw in on Harold Varner III. Boy, a lot of votes. This is a good poll.
It was important that he throw in on that.
Well, I found
very,
one.
Very important.
I did find one. It was just released like 2 months ago. Most handsome golfers in the world.
What's the outlet?
The gayest thing
What's the outlet?
We should have the twink power ranking, because there are a lot of twink. Mike Weir, probably number one for
Mike
me.
Weir's like 50 now, though.
Yeah, but he's also like 130 pounds. Kind of looks like me, so.
He's got a green jacket.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does.
It's
who's worst, Iggy, Mike Weir, Danny Willett?
Worldstopmost.com.
Oh, okay.
This is like Plowsy's website. 10, Rory McIlroy.
Nice.
9, Brent Snedeker. 8, I forgot about him because he's kind of cute.
Do you have a problem with that, Plowboy, that Brent Snedeker was ranked 9th hottest golfer?
Yeah, I would definitely put him on my not-so-hot ranking list. Yeah, if
well, I got him 9.
You got to post that on the fan page.
And I forgot about this because I think he's kind of handsome. Sergio Garcia is 8.
Doug El Nino.
Okay.
Justin Rose, 7.
Kind of surprised by that.
Tiger, 6.
No, Eldrick. Not anymore. Sorry, Tiger.
Eldrick's out. Ben says Eldrick's out.
Speaking of baldness, his hair is in bad shape.
I don't know why he doesn't shave that.
He needs to do something. He's like, LeBron needs to look at Tiger and say, okay, that's what's going to happen to me if I don't act now.
I think LeBron got hair transplants.
Yeah, but it's not good.
That's what I'm saying for speed.
And he's got a lot of money to spend, and it's not good.
Because you can see the scar.
And then, no, he had to go through 9 different ads before he got to this.
Yeah, I'm curious.
5, Jason Day. Okay. 4, Ricky Fowler. 3, Bubba Watson.
Yeah, Bubba Watson. He appeals to those southern women.
Plowboy, does that surprise you?
I agree with Ben.
Tall,
with the,
got the hair.
Yeah.
The Bama bangs.
Yes.
Is he
and the accent.
2, Brendan Todd.
Doug, Brendan Todd, you said you thought he'd...
No, I didn't say anything about Brendan Todd.
He was beating the table for Brendan.
He's not even remotely handsome. And 1, Jordan Spieth. Now, to not have Adam Scott in the top 10, I don't agree with this site, no.
I think nipping on their heels, though, John Rahm could be a bear, but he shaves. But he's up there as well, but I don't think he has enough time on the PGA. I think he's only played a handful of events.
Doug, do you feel like John Rahm's nipping on their heels?
I don't really even know what he looks like.
So a couple of years, that list will be different.
What's your top 10 for the web tour? Plaza, you got that handy?
Web.com yeah. tour? I don't really know who's in the web.com. I'm in there currently right now. I made a Jay Randolph Jr. on my Masters game.
I don't understand what just happened. So you have a video game and you created Jay Randolph Jr.?
Yeah, I'll send a video today. I'll play. I'm up to the Masters right now because I'm playing as like an amateur exempt.
And you got through to the Masters?
I mean, I'm about
as
to
Jay?
I'm about to
Did
tee
you create
off.
The like a likeness of Jay?
Yeah, he's a little shorter, stocky. Got some age marks.
Oh, that's nice.
South Carolina nice logo gesture. On the bag.
No, I couldn't do the full logo, man. Because I'm still on a 1 XP and I haven't ranked up to get more clothing.
Gotcha.
So I'm in EA Sports attire currently until I get my sponsorship. So Jay Jr. will be on the tee around roughly 1:15 this afternoon.
And if you play well in a tournament, some sponsor
can you live?
Give you
can you Facebook
clothes.
Live this?
Of course.
I'd watch. I honestly would watch that.
Now set it up.
Can Cucky come by and do the call?
Oh, yeah, he'd do well.
I think he's working.
Doug, Bubba is all UGA. That's from Chunk in the Chuck.
Go Dawgs.
Okay.
Tim, honest question here. I regularly ask my wife if she thinks certain male celebrities are hot. When we disagree, we have an argument. Do you do the same? Thanks, Timmy Tom Tom. I like to get a gauge on who's attractive, you know, because I can tell, because I'm like, I'm surprised... based on what I usually think women are into, that Ricky Fowler gets the caliber of lasses. That's why I asked the question last week. And she said, yeah, he looks good sometimes, but sometimes he doesn't.
What's the money?
Yeah, I know, but I mean, he gets like...
fame and the fortune, and if you're famous and you're rich and you've got a decent personality, you're golden.
Okay, now Ricky, put it in your kidney. Nicki Minaj. And who else? 2 Chainz.
Your kidney?
You're right.
Think and he's dating that pole vaulter chick.
Right. Is she fine? Yeah, him and Justin Thomas went up and played Shinnecock this weekend just to do it. And then they hung out on the Hamptons. I mean, I am living vicariously through 20-something golfers. I can't wait. Oh, they Justin Thomas just sent out another Snapchat. I'm 40. Let me take a look.
For heaven's
sake. What's wrong with me?
Do you ever screenshot him?
Yeah, I'll see. Hey, Anna Marie, look where Ricky and Justin are this weekend.
Oh, Lord.
That's exactly what the listeners do to your snaps.
I don't snap enough. Maybe I need to start doing that. Doug, do you ever use it? Do you have it? The
app? No. I don't.
Plowhawk, your snaps when you do it entertain me.
Yeah. I mean, today I might have a Jay Jr. Teeing off. Amen's corner can be tough. He doesn't really have his fade. I need to put some attribute points on
that.
How's his short
game? Because the real Jays, they say he really makes his living in the short game.
Oh, my God. I fell victim to it.
When I created my golfer, I kind of thought back about how Jay's playing style was, and he wasn't a long hitter. He more accurate and definitely on the short hair. He was definitely a good putter, so that's how I made him. Yeah. Usually you get about 8 attribute points before your career begins that you can put on putting and distance and accuracy, workability, spin. And I made sure he was a good putter.
How's his ball striking on the video game?
Not well, but like I said, we're still using the EA Sports driver. Once I get to the Callaways,
how
the Titleist.
How old is this game?
2014. Hmm. So I don't think Spieth's in it. Ricky still dominates. Tiger Woods is still kind of at a peak just because it's the game, and they kind of overhype him a little bit. So there's your normal crew. Jason Day is up there as well. Doug, you look interested.
Not that much.
Might be a fun little sports.
It's probably a fun game to play, though, isn't it?
Very fun.
Yeah, especially if you have Jennings out there winning a green jacket.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Does it look like him at all with your little player?
Yeah, and you can do I'm going to try to have Jay send me a pick because you can actually generate an actual face onto your player so it could actually look exactly like Jay. But I haven't talked to Junior. I know that's an invasion of privacy.
Can't you just steal one off his social media account somewhere?
Well, I don't want to do it without asking him.
You think he's going to care?
Probably not, but still, I'd like to get the go-ahead first.
All right.
Tim watched my Snap story once. I was honored. Thanks. That's from Peter Dinklage's third leg.
I didn't know you could tell who watches him.
Yeah.
Think Ricky,
this guy hacking
think,
into my system?
You think Ricky gets excited when he sees that you've watched his, Tim?
So.
I bet he does. Ooh, Tim watched it.
Don't they have to send it to you in order to see it?
No, my story.
Story, yeah. I'm hip enough on the Snapchat to be aware of that.
But I mean, even pictures, when you do a Snapchat, doesn't it say who you want to send it to?
We can do
the stories. They can be accessed by anyone.
Yep.
Tim, that's okay. There are some people that are vicariously living through you, vicariously living through 20-year-old golfers.
Inception.
Is there such a thing as third-hand vicariously living? Thanks. That's from the 309.
I think it's called tri-curiously living.
Guys, quit being so damn shallow on this appearance thing. My 58-year-old boyfriend ain't much to look at, but the sex is incredible. Thanks. It's from Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man.
Now, he is a guy. And he says he's got a 58-year-old boyfriend. Huh.
Doug, can you tell the audience about Ryan Kelly? I'm going to look up the hottest golfers.
Okay.
Bob Tway.
It's a good time. I don't expect anyone who's listened to this actually has a home or a mortgage or would understand any of this. If you follow the conversation here, you don't understand any of how mortgages work or how you buy a home. You're just probably a high plains drifter. That's all. But on the off chance there's someone who can hear my voice that actually has a job and can qualify for a mortgage, Ryan Kelly is where you'd want to go and do that. If you have income coming in and it's possible that you could buy a home, this is the guy that you're going to want to go to. Maybe you did years ago before you lost your job, before you started listening to this and lost your way, and you have a home and you say, I'd like to draw some cash out. Ryan Kelly is where you'd go to do that. I call it a cash-out refinance. I don't know what anyone else in the business calls it, but that's what I call it, a cash-out refinance. You can get some of the equity out of your home and pay off bills or college tuition, whatever. And that's what Ryan Kelly does. He's done that twice for me, so I would highly recommend Ryan Kelly and his home loan expert team.
Yep.
Ryan Kelly and the home loan expert team work hard, and the reason they do that is so you don't have to.
Yeah.
If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 314-7197. Call Ryan at 314-781-9700 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
And a lot of people are talking about this. It's a world record, STL Sticker Swap, a local collection of artists, designers, brands, and sticker lovers. They're teaming up with Bi-State Metro to attempt a Guinness World Record for the most stickers on a city bus. The plan is to place 28,000 unique stickers on a 40-foot-long Metro bus. If you have a sticker and want to help set a world record, then send them over to STL Sticker Swap before September 1st. We'll want to brand your business using an entire window on said bus and be seen by millions of people around the world, as well as over 25,000 people each day at Lou Fest, then you need to visit stlstickerbus.com. It's time for the Hot Shots email of the day. Well, this is what it's all about. Okay. Giving away suspension special at Hot Shots. Here we go. Sup, here I am. Sun covered, moon glowing, Monte Carlo smoking, couple swinging, licking like the Dickens, feet healthy, Big Al, Sly, Tim, Hero, Iggy, hello, new guy, yeah, Doug, sex pot, me, just horny, gots to get, peace to you, theirs, ours, yours, and Donovan Osborne. Get it, got it, flock it. Doug, it's Flocky the Smurf.
Flocky the Smurf. Smurf.
Misty Plops trailing Stephen Wildwood 5-3. Guys, Plops here. I don't know what the F is going on here, but they're telling me the Earth is going to go dark in a few hours, and you guys are talking about some chick named Ray Ray who's into butt stuff and hangs out at Hot Shots. I don't know what's less shocking. The Earth is literally going dark at 1 in the afternoon, the day after the Cardinals bring Piscotty up for the 43rd time, or that you found a girl named Ray Ray at a Hot Shots who's cool with going on the air to talk about loving butt stuff. Hey, Ben, do me a favor. Next time you're down at the Post-Dispatch, slide a note under the bathroom stall. Tell him to run. I don't know what this means. Misty Plops. Misty Plops.
Misty Plops.
I can confirm Bob Tway is a generous lover. Thanks, CD.
CD.
What a fun night in Williamsport. Those kids are going to remember this for the rest of their life. Stop it. When did Major League Baseball become the XFL? Which one of those players was he hate me? The only one that should be in Williamsport should be Matheny. He's a little league manager. And that hippie leak should stay there with him. He would give up less runs throwing underhand. And the media in this town is more worried about tending to sunflowers in the common area of a rented apartment than holding these losers accountable. I'm sure your landlord loves the fact that you have 12-foot-high flowers drawing in stinging insects to the complex. What ethnicity of transient hooker makes the best fertilizer? Hispanic? Asian? Get your orange self down to one cardinal place and tell Bowtie to stop bending over the best fans in baseball without even common courtesy of giving us a reach around. I don't care if the team is struggling. I want to kiss you. I'm tired of it. Doug, that's Steve in Wildwood.
Steve in Wildwood.
Hey, Doug, I have an etiquette question for you. This morning at work, I walked into the men's room to the sound of a gentleman finishing up some pretty substantial work. After he finished his business, he came out of the stall wearing sunglasses and still zipping his trousers.
No, no.
He lifted his glasses, made direct eye contact with me, and gave me a head nod. I was frozen and did not know how to proceed.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
In the end, I panicked and said, "Sup, player?"
Don't say that. Don't say that in the restroom.
And raised my hand for a high five.
No. That's the worst thing you could have done.
At this point, I started to feel uncomfortable, so I turned heel and went to the urinal where I pretended to tinkle until the man was gone. Did I handle the situation correctly, Doug? I'm confused.
No, you did not.
That's from Big Al's stupid texts.
Big Al's stupid text.
Yeah, what do you do in that situation?
You don't make eye contact. Turn and you wheel away. If you have to leave the room, you do. You don't stay in there.
Would you say sup player, though? I mean, is that what you say?
I would never say sup player to someone in the restroom just exiting the toilet region. Although now I'm going to, just because it's out there. Yeah. Because, it's been planted in my brain.
Morning, fellas. Couldn't make the softball game Saturday since I had to move the old lady out of Festus. Yes, this actually happened. Just wow. I'm convinced nuclear weapons testing in the 1940s must have occurred there. Anyway, just here to check and see if one, Plops and Steve, who just yells loud, have officially agreed to Robin Feed Larry challenge, and two, if Doug was able to successfully find a suspension pen in his rectum? Sincerely, Carlos Spicy Wiener.
I didn't care for it. In fact, Carlos Spicy Wiener has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going into the Hot Shots leather-bound suspension logule. There are 11 locations.
Guys, I thought I was being cool, looking tough in front of my buddies, and I almost lost it. We had met the summer before, and it was magical. Then, to compound our problems, I won that sock hop dance contest with that other guy, and my true love was hopping mad. So you can imagine my surprise as I showed off my new track letterman jacket when my goody two-shoes guy showed up at the school picnic in those leather pants and red shiny high heels. Within 3 seconds, he was on top of me. And that is the story of the second time Doug and I made passionate love in front of 50 people.
Okay, who was that, Tim?
Injun Joe's Bex, Queen of Carpet Ride Magic Man.
Engine Joe has been suspended. He's wondering, well, how long? It'll be a period of 2 days' time, and I'm writing that down with my handsome Wright Business Products ink pen. Have your business supplies branded by Wright Business Products. Thank you, Wright Z.
And finally, dear Doug, this is your confirmation email that we have saved you two spots near the bathroom at West City Park in the heart of Festus today for the solar eclipse. We will have tents where you can buy glasses to watch the eclipse, and it's supposed to get up to 98 degrees today. So if you don't bring a coat or long sleeves, the city of Festus will have coats available for those not from Festus. We do encourage you to wear a camo or affliction coat to fit in. Thanks, White Collar Gangsta, at the acting mayor of Festus. And that's what we have for the Hot Shots email today. White Collar Gangsta. What you got?
Well, I think it was between Stephen Wildwood and Big Al's stupid text.
I agree. We're on the same page.
I'm going to give it to Stephen Wildwood.
I'm going to go with Big Al Stupid Text.
I'm going to go with Big Al Stupid Text.
Dang,
congratulations,
Lucas.
Big Al Stupid Ass Text has won. Never were you will forget, Doug, where you were when the first time you heard Don't Forget About Bob Tway.
What's up, playa?
I won't be able to forget about it, no. I won't.
314 Sports is your place to take your tykes and get them playing the game at a better level. You can do that right now. 314 Sports. You can do it all year, as a matter of fact. 314 Sports for all your business and baseball and softball needs. 314 Sports is a state-of-the-art training center, a baseball tournament company, and the home of the St. Louis Redbirds Baseball Club. 314 Training Academy is also your one-stop shop for summer camps, and at just $99 for their four-day camps, it's the best deal in town. Plus, you can add on afternoons and Fridays. Boys and girls ages 5 to 14 get access to the entire training facility, and the camps are run by their team of certified instructors. 314-963-1110, 314-963-1110. 963-1110 or visit 314sports.com. They're off Strassner Drive in Brentwood. Great weekly activity for teams of all ages. 314 Sports, 314 Training Academy online at 314sports.com. 314-963-1110. Time for us to shut it down. It's the Lion's Choice. Famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusimano in the Hollywood Casino Press Box for the Plowhawk, for Iggy, for the Seamouse, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, for Ben Fredrickson, and for Jimmy the Cat Hayes. I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.